Welcome into the whole show, powered by Chevron. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's the 30th day of August. This is, it's the preview day, if you will, as one of the local teams that we pay attention to, the UNC Bears, will get at it tomorrow night against Abilene Christian. Angel, I don't know if you had a chance. Did you happen to listen to any of the coaches' show last night, live from the GOAT with Blake Olson and Matt Gaither?
I did. I caught about the first half hour or so talking with Ed Lamb a little bit.
So. Oh, it's great.
I know we had Vincent King on there as well yesterday, so I'll go back and check out what Vincent has to say.
Vincent King's, that's a fun interview. If you guys do get a chance to go back, check that out, Spotify, wherever you get your KFK podcast. But I learned something interesting, and it brings up an interesting poll question in my mind. Because last night I'm listening, and our boy Matt Gaither, who just didn't feel it necessary to let us know this, it was saying that we've all been saying Jordan Knapke. We've been saying his name wrong all this time. I had Jordan on the show yesterday, and even Ed Lamb in the coach's show said Knapke, but his last name is Knapke. You do pronounce the K.
Yes.
So we find that out last night. According to Matt Gaither, he didn't even know, and he's there on campus all day, every day, talking to football players, and he found out because he calls Jordan, it goes to voicemail, and it says, you've reached the voicemail of Jordan Knapke. And from that point on, Matt goes, dude, your last name's Knapke, not Knapke? He's like, yeah, everybody was saying Knapke, so I just didn't correct anybody. Dude, he's been with the Bears for 3 years now. This is his third year. And nobody knew that? We didn't know that. So my question is, if somebody gets your name wrong, do you correct them or do you just kind of move on? Because this became his name, Jordan Knapke. And I guess that speaks to his character. He's a good dude. He's just kind of polite in that way. But are you one of, like, if somebody, Padilla, have they ever done that? Do you correct them?
I used to as a kid. I was like, no, it's Padilla. You have to say it like that. And as I've grown older, I kind of just expect you. If you can say tortilla, you can say my last name. It's not like it's a complicated name to say. I've gotten more mispronunciations of my first name.
Which is weird to me.
Than anything.
They call you Angle?
I'll get Angle. I've gotten Andrew. I've gotten...
Andrew?
I've gotten Anthony at some points. Like, I mumbled as a kid sometimes, and you know.
Oh, so you'd be like,
a little boy. It's like, Angel. No, my name's Angel. It's like, oh, your name's Angel. But like, kids are kids.
You have like a very unique first name. The name Angel is a unique first name. So it's weird to me.
When the substitute teacher sees that on a roll sheet, and they're like,
Angel? That one's strange to me. But I was listening to the coach's show, and I'm like, because Blake said, apparently we've been saying it wrong. It's Jordan Knapke. And I was like, oh, no, Blake's wrong. Blake's got to be wrong on this one. But as I'm going through it, and then I heard Ed Lamb call him Knapke. And so it's radio, man. We mess up names all the time.
It's just funny because this guy's been here for almost three
years.
Well,
yeah, because he was
out.
Yeah, it's almost
2 years,
years
ago with a knee injury. And then he came back last year. And that was last year. And now he's back again. So
I wonder if Ed McCaffrey called him Knapke or Knapke.
Called him at all.
If he called him at all, if he actually did. Anyway, that was
Jordan.
The thing. Oh, well, I tweeted it out. I was like, apparently. But I said this. This is the kind of guy that doesn't care how you say his name. Just the fact that you're saying it because good things are happening on the field. That's what he cares about.
Just call him Flash.
That's what we're calling him now. That's his position. Flash.
He'll be all over the field.
It's going to be everywhere. Defensive back converted to a linebacker. But what does that mean exactly? He's probably going to be covering receivers still.
Anywhere from the linebacker to the secondary, he's going to be there.
Yeah. So that was a fun show last night. Full disclosure, I helped set that up, always for the first shows, just to make sure our equipment and everything's running. And Angel, the anxiety that goes into setting up live remotes when we haven't done that particular live remote in a year was through the roof. It was through the roof last night.
Did you watch that little video that you and Tanner made?
Well, see, that wasn't the problem. The Combrex equipment, just so you know, when we're out on site, we use a piece of equipment. It's like a little bigger, triple the size of a cell phone.
About a large laptop.
Yeah, when you put the mixer on there, it's pretty big. That part's easy. I've done that for years. But it's at the GO, we do the we go through the PA. So we have to connect through their system, mm-hmm. and it takes a very specific cable or cord to plug in. And we did not have that correct cord. It got lost either in the move or Jerry Schimmel took it on the way out. Sorry, Jerry. And it's gone. So we had a cord, and I'm like, why is this even in here if it doesn't work? Who's putting things in here that have no use for anything?
And we only have two of these machines, right?
Only two of these machines. Okay. So,
and they're in these big, heavy-duty boxes that are like suitcases.
Well, the UNC equipment makes sense. That's in a smaller case. Mm-hmm. The preps equipment looks like you are getting ready to go to war because you've got this gigantic suitcase. Yeah, it's like, dude, it looks like a big old, like, you're putting equipment in there. So I'm at the GOAT. I'm there very early because I had a meeting there anyway. And so I find out that this is the wrong cord. So I get in the car, drive back to the station. I look in every single box for this cord. There's one, it's a tote. I'm looking at all the totes. There's like 17 totes back there. I'm pulling them down off the shelf. Sweat is really starting to go. I'm perspiring in a big way, very nervous. I look in every single one and I'm pulling cords out. I'm like, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. There's one tote I didn't look in. And because the lovely owner of the station labeled it as terminated cords, would you look in a, if you're needing something for a broadcast, would you look in a tote with a label that says terminated cords?
Probably not. I'd wonder why is this even here?
Why is this here?
Why do I need a box to tell me to throw it away?
Does he just have cords that he can, because he can solder and do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So does he just have, okay. So I'm like, that's not it. I'm not looking in there. I'm like, oh, I guess we won't have PA tonight. So I come up with this genius idea. I'm like, well, let's get the microphone. We have a microphone. I'm going to put it up on the table, and we're going to put that there, and they're going to do the show and there. So I get out there with the microphone. Genius idea. The connector's wrong because it's a female end going to a female end, and joke. It did not work. So I'm talking to the owners of the place, and I'm like, hey, let's call this a preseason show. We might not be able to do PA. So finally, after 14,000 calls to the owner calls me back, who's also the engineer here at the station. And he says, did you look in the terminated tote? The tote that says terminated cords? I said, no, I did not look in that one. That's the one I did not look in. So I call the wonderful Micah, and Micah goes in like a knight in shining armor, pulls the tote down, rips the lid open. He's got me on FaceTime. He's going through cord after cord, and he's finding it, and he's talking about nerd stuff randomly. You know how Micah gets. And then he shows me the cord, and I'm like, that's the one. But I'm already at the GOAT, and I know traffic's crazy, and I'm like, I'm not going to get back in time to get to the GOAT or to get to KFK and then back to the GOAT. So my boy Matt Gaeter, who's doing color commentary, already showing his value, pop by the station, gets the cord, brings it out there, connects within 5 seconds, PA. And you can hear the wonderful voice of Blake Olson, Matt Gaeter, and Ed Lamb throughout the GOAT. And we got it done. We made it happen last night. It was, oh, thank you, Susan and Cheryl. I could have used you girls last night for some help on that. But that's the life of live radio, Angel. And live remotes. And all that stuff. So
you think we just pop on the microphone and just start talking.
So many things.
It's not that easy.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're just high, you're stressed out of your mind, but you're in public, and you're whatever you're stressed about, you're working on? Have you ever had that pop up with you in your life?
Probably, yeah.
Well, you went on a remote with me once.
Yeah, that was...
Remember how that went?
Mm-hmm.
In Wiggins.
Yeah. No, remotes are, it's a challenge because it's not, you
it's
know...
It's so stressful.
The producer has a lot of stuff to do and making sure you're connected, and I have to press certain buttons so I can hear you without mm-hmm. going over air, and you can hear me, and it's a lot.
It's a lot. So
a lot of communication when you can't see somebody.
And I'm one of those guys that kind of shows it on my face, that I'm stressed out and I'm working, and I'm like, but all these people that I know that know the show or whatever, they come up to me and they start, Brady, what's going on, man? I'm listening, love your show. And I'm like, and I'm clearly busy. And then they just proceed to sit down with their beer, and they just all start talking, and I'm just like, read the room, bro. What do you think? What do you think about the Buffs? You think the Buffs are gonna beat TCU? And I'm like, I don't know, man.
That's what the text line's for, folks. Text us.
So we wear many hats here at the radio station, and for some reason, the least like of the people here, I'm the worst one to deal with any kind of technological situation, and yet there I am, on my hands and knees, plugging stuff in, trying this thing and that thing, and somehow we got it going. But that just shows
you. Is that cord currently with the Comrex equipment?
That is currently headed to Abilene Christian at this stage. So, good luck, fellas.
You're 100 miles away in Texas.
We can't do anything now.
Do what we can.
It's go time. Tomorrow night, first broadcast. I love the team here because everybody I called picks up the phone and they're ready to go. And you got Micah running around. You got Tanner. Poor Tanner's at Chili's. Nobody wants to get interrupted at Chili's. That's the worst thing that could ever happen to a person. But Tanner picks up the phone. Didn't really help because he didn't have anything for me, but he was there for me.
I got some chips here.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. That sucks. And I'm like, you know, just hearing that it sucks is good enough. That's fine. Thanks, man.
And I told myself that already.
I already know it sucks. So I get home and I'm just like, you know. We get it on the air, and it sounds wonderful. But just to give people an idea, there's a lot that goes into a broadcast every single day. I think we take that for granted sometimes. We walk in here, and the mics just turn on, and it's good to go. But there's so much that goes into live and local radio. And it's really phenomenal when it all comes together. But that was fun last night. You know, there were some people there at the GOAT, but not as many Bears fans as I would have thought. You know why? What were they doing last night?
They were watching volleyball beat CSU for the third straight year.
How good do you think that felt for Lindsey Oates? Because rumor has it, Lindsey Oates was up for the job at CSU. Mm-hmm. And rumor also has that maybe the offer wasn't very nice. But then Lindsey was like, you know, I love Greeley. I love this community, blah, blah, blah. So then she goes, CSU comes to UNC and the Bears get the dub.
There you go.
That was a big night. And that's my good and the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. How about the UNC Bears volleyball team? I think CSU's volleyball team is great. They're going to be great. Got a new coach over there, so they got some adjustments. It's going to be interesting. But UNC's legit.
If you don't think there's a rivalry between UNC and CSU in certain sports,
oh man,
not watching.
That is a big rivalry.
When they play football next year, wow.
That'll be interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But that was my good. Congratulations to Coach Oates and the squad over there. That's got to be the best program for UNC.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
And overall success and consistency.
I mean, wrestling's getting up there, but volleyball's got to be there. Number one program.
It was number one when I got to school there, so yeah.
Lindsey Oates has been there forever now, and she just keeps churning out great team after great team. They were predicted to be the Big Sky champs again. And she's got her eyes set on big goals this year. Big goals, like winning it all. So that'd be awesome. The bad for me, the Rockies lost. Nobody attacked Acuna last night, so that was exciting. That was a weird deal.
Yeah.
They just get out there. It looks strange. Like the first guy was trying to do a selfie with him, and then the other guy's like trying to tackle him. And then the security guards are like a really awkward, almost like a humping
they're
him down.
One guy off, and then another guy comes up. He gets stiff arm, and then the cop goes down, and Acuna's on the ground.
And he's just sitting there. He's like...
What's
nice night here. Like, were they trying to attack him, or do they want a selfie with him?
Yeah, selfie.
Is that how...
Really, as a player, you don't know.
I'd be...
a random dude run down.
Yeah, I'd freaked out. Whoa. Does he have a gun? Does he... What?
A mitt.
Is that how bad it's getting at Coors Field now, where it's just like, you're getting hammered, right?
And you're like... Security's not paying attention?
It's 87-3 at one point, like, two nights ago. But...
I mean, doesn't Coors Field have, like, the biggest outfield in baseball?
Yeah. Pretty damn big.
It's kind of impressive to run that fast.
Well, there was three guys. The third guy was running out, and he was like, this is a mistake, and turns around and tries to climb back up.
Help me.
This doesn't count. I'm still a fan. I didn't do anything wrong.
My hand's still on the fence. I'm still good.
I'm still good. I didn't commit anything. The ugly for me is I'm a little concerned about the Broncos' depth chart situation.
Which position?
Wide receiver and running back. So they get they pick up a receiver, Philip Dorsett, but I'm told that they signed him to the practice squad just now.
Yes.
So he's not on the roster. So it's Jerry Jeudy, who's out for a bit, Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, Brandon Johnson, and that's it. That's on your active roster.
So if they were going to bring him up from practice squad, they would have to take someone off the roster.
Right. So this is a little concerning here when you look at the depth chart for this team. And then the running back situation, they're going with three running backs. Three running backs with a guy leading that running back room who's coming off of a season-ending injury for a year ago.
They still have their fullback, right?
They still have their fullback. They are going to carry Michael Burton. Tight ends, they're carrying four. But three running backs in an offense where I think they're going to lean heavily on the run game with what Sean Payton's wanting to do with Russell Wilson. So fascinating to me, and it is a little concerning. We've got a busy show lined up for you today. Former Colorado Avalanche Eric Lacroix is going to join us, talk about his involvement with Colorado Grit Hockey. You've heard about Colorado Grit Hockey by now.
Wait, no, what is it?
Yeah, well, they're a hockey team, right? That's going to be playing here in Greeley. It's a part of the North American Hockey League. And the more I hear the interviews, the more excited I get about what potential this has for Greeley, Colorado.
We talk to almost everybody over there.
Oh, we've talked. We're
good. Outside of the players, we've got everyone.
We're working with them, man. We're partnering with them. We're ready to go. I know Tanner's going to go out to. Are you going with them?
I don't know. I have to see. Bama's got to be.
Is it Tanner? You can tell me. He's not listening. Is it because
of Tanner?
No,
it's not because of Tanner.
Oh, okay.
It's because
there's... Wink, wink,
there's
right?
There's other sporting events that I want to watch on.
Oh, okay.
I will try to get out there at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on a Friday night because I do work on Fridays now. So.
You do. 5 o'clock.
Head over there right afterwards. Well, no, it's just exciting, and we got to get Moo Moo on at some point.
Oh, we got to get...
I know she can't talk much, but...
But I'm sure...
Just to have him in the
just
studio.
Just to take pictures.
Yeah.
Just, hey, Moo Moo, what do you think? And then just have her moo.
Yeah.
A couple of times, you know? All right, so Eric Lacroix is going to be on. I watched him growing up, man. I have a hockey puck with his face on it.
Stanley Cup champ?
Stanley Cup champ. Was he there when they...
I was looking at it earlier.
He was with the Avs from 96 to 99. Didn't the Avs win it their first year? What year was that? And then they won it in 2001. And then just, of course, recently in 2022. So he might have been right around there. But I know he was a part of that. I mean, they were dominant. Even when they weren't winning Stanley Cups, they were a dominant team. And so he was a part of that. So Eric Lacroix is going to join us. And he might be joining us every single week once the hockey season picks up to talk Avs with us. So I'm excited to talk to Eric. At the bottom of this hour, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, is going to join us. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. It's a very easy question. I want to gauge it. Will CU beat TCU this weekend? Go vote at theholeshow.com. I want your thoughts on this one. And Hooligans are optimistic, it looks like. We got more saying yay than nay at this stage. 62% saying yes, they believe CU is going to beat TCU this weekend. So, a lot coming up. Cody Tucker will join me. We'll talk some Wyoming Cowboys. They have a big game coming up this weekend. All that and more. It's The Whole Show, powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Have Friday night plans? We do. KFKA's Game of the Week, presented by A1 Organics.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, a little concerned about how the Broncos are approaching the depth at wide receiver and the depth at running back. But I imagine, and keep me posted on this, Angel, I imagine they're going to be active today in trying to add another player or two. Not a running back, though, because they had, with Jones, they had a decent guy. So I would imagine they're going to keep looking for a wide receiver. They did sign defensive back Devon Key to the practice squad. So I know defensive back, that's another position. Bradley Roby's name keeps getting thrown around out there. So that's an interesting to look out for, but a little concerning at this stage. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Will CU beat TCU this weekend? Go vote at theholeshow.com. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this one. Want to shout out to the Eaton Country Club. We are back in some hot days, which means you still have plenty of days, weeks, months to get out to Northern Colorado's hidden gem, the Eaton Country Club. Membership opportunities can be found at eatoncc.net. Eric Lacroix coming up next. Don't miss it, Avs fans, because we're going to talk about the Avs. We're going to talk a little grit hockey as well. That's coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Matt Deere, color commentator for UNC Bears Football.
Yeah, I just think that this should be the theme all the time. That's probably why the Avs didn't win the Stanley Cup this year, because they went away from the theme with Blink-182 there. I am so pumped about this next guest joining the program, former Colorado Ave, amazing NHL player, had a wonderful career in the NHL, now is involved with the Colorado Grit. Eric Lacroix joining the program now. Eric, my friend, thank you so much for giving us some time. It's an honor to get you on the program, man.
Well, what a great introduction. I appreciate that. The noise, everything. It's awesome. It makes me feel good about myself.
You know, it's our live. We're like an 80s sitcom around here. We have a live studio audience, so it's fantastic. And when we told them you were coming on, it just the place blew up.
I love it. That's yeah, like I said, I thank you for the introduction. It's my pleasure to be here.
Eric, I got a chance to meet you in person 2 weeks ago, and then I had to kind of collect myself because I grew up watching you, of course, being a part of that stretch with the Avs, you know, a really great team, so many excellent players, so many historic players. And I looked right at you, I was like, I have a puck with your face on it. That was, I think, the first thing I said. So I had to kind of collect myself a little bit before we went on and talked about, you know, what we were there to talk about.
Oh, I appreciate your comment. And I was fortunate enough to be here in the, obviously, the early years of when the franchise came here from Quebec City, and we had a tremendous team with the Sakic and Forsbergs and the Waz, guys that laid the foundation, really, for what Colorado hockey is about today. You know, it's awesome. Those guys came in from Quebec City. Obviously, there'd been some hockey here with the University of Denver and some youth hockey programs, but obviously, it's changed a lot, I would say, the last 20-something years that the Avs have been here. So it's, it was a great time of my life to be around those winners and those guys, and met my wife here, and it's called home. You know, we've called this area home since those times. So great memories for sure for me, but this is home now, so I love it.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing how everything kind of comes back full circle. You talk about, of course, when we got the Colorado Avs in the mid-90s, and we started to see hockey growing throughout the state of Colorado. Fast forward, the Avs are, you know, a household name. They're one of the most popular teams in the NHL. We've got the Colorado Eagles. Great things going on with those guys. And now we've got the Colorado Grit in our own backyard here in Greeley. So I've been seeing it. The growth of hockey nationwide is there, but we're specifically seeing it throughout the state of Colorado.
Absolutely. And like I say, I give credit to those guys. You know, they're the first season here and winning it all, and the state of Colorado falling in love and like I said, I'm not taking anything away from things that were there before, like the University of Denver and Air Force, but
sure,
it really solidified, you know, like the sport as an awesome sport. And of course, now with the championships, but if you look at it now, I call it the I-25 corridor, right? If you go from CC Tigers in the Springs and you stop by the Air Force right there, you're talking about two Division I programs, hockey programs, and then you go down the street a little bit more where the University of Denver is, and now you hit Ball Arena for the NHL. And like you said, you go up to Budweiser Arena. Did they change names yesterday? I thought I saw something. Yeah.
They are, but it's difficult for me, Eric, because I'm still probably going to call it that. It takes me a while. I got a slow brain.
All right. Well, see, I'm on top of the news.
Better than I am, man.
Yeah.
Well done.
And then you got the American League now, which has been awesome for a few seasons. And, of course, the Eagles have been there longer than a few seasons, obviously, with the Central Hockey League with Ralph Backstrom and Chris Stewart that did an unbelievable vision of envisioning pro hockey in Northern Colorado. And those guys were, I got to be honest with you, I jumped in the Central Hockey League because of those guys. And we built a franchise in Prescott, Arizona, and ended up going in that league because of Chris Stewart and Ralph Backstrom and the success of Northern Colorado, the professional hockey that was brought. And now I think if you look at it, there's probably one thing missing, and people have been talking about it for years, and I know some of my former teammates of the early years with the Avs were talking about doing something back then about we need some for our kids, and you know, when they're past their U16 year, and you know, whether it's USHL or some sort of junior league. And then now here we are. We're lucky to have the Northern American Hockey League, NAHL, right, which is high-caliber junior hockey coming to Greeley, which gives it its own little separation from, you know, let's say the Budweiser. Again, we'll keep it calling it the Budweiser Event Center. And then, you know, the Avalanche or and a little separation from those college teams. But boy, oh boy, I tell you one thing, like we're lucky here with the state of Colorado that to say there's three Division I hockey teams, there's two obviously professional hockey teams, and now you're adding an upper echelon like players of the caliber of the Northern American Hockey League with the Colorado Grit. So I think we don't have to envy any other state. We can just love what we have here and feel fortunate that, you know, obviously with the vision now of Bob Bowden and David Clarkson to bring a NAHL team. If you hear the word NAHL, that's what that means, right? Northern American Hockey League. So to bring a NAHL team to Colorado, which is awesome. And of course, there'll be some kids from out of state, but me obviously having kids in youth hockey, it's awesome to have something in state that you have to look forward to and maybe have aspirations to, you know, ever be fortunate to be part of the Colorado Grit as a player.
Eric Lacroix joining us, former NHL great, former Colorado Avalanche, and now involved with the Colorado Grit. We had a chance to talk to David Clarkson the other day, and what I'm amazed by, I'm seriously going, wow, here in Greeley, Colorado, we got David Clarkson and Eric Lacroix involved in what you guys are trying to build here. And that, to me, is just eye-opening because we got two greats of the game now focused on growing a hockey team in Greeley. And I think that's just an amazing gift for this area.
Well, absolutely. And like I said, it's high-caliber hockey. If you're looking at it, hockey has grown to be such a worldwide sport. I mean, especially at the start of my career. I'm older, right? So you're talking about the early 90s and late 80s, the drafts, and you saw more and more teams in the NHL drafting Europeans, which has had a trickling down effect to the junior leagues, right? Whether it was the major junior leagues in Canada or like the USHL, NAHL. You're talking about a worldwide sport. You're talking about kids from Russia, from Sweden, from Finland. So you're going to see a lot obviously of Europeans in this league. There's a limit of 6 imports, I believe, or 5. I don't remember. Don't bear with me, but I mean, don't take my number, but it's 5 or 6, you know, Canadians count as an import as well. So the Europeans, Canadians. So you're going to see a lot of high quality hockey players that are here. Their aspirations is to play Division I hockey. That is why the platform is there. It's awesome. And they live and they emerge themselves in the community, and they are nothing short of greatness, as you and I know, in Northern Colorado, whether they're living in Windsor, Loveland, or Greeley, or all the areas right there. They're fortunate to be in such a beautiful state, and like I said, a strong ownership group to be able to showcase their skills to the rest of those college scouts that are looking at, you know, a team like the Colorado Grit and their aspirations of playing Division I hockey. So you couldn't ask for a better setup, a better ownership group. And so far, so good, especially with the employees. You got Mary, you got Andrew, you got all those guys that are, you know, giving it their all right now to make this a success. And I would say that these past couple of weeks since they've started training camp, it's been a huge success and everybody feels real comfortable here. I'm talking about if you're a player. I mean, there's nothing to be envious of anybody else around the league. So I think this is going to be a franchise that people are going to want to flock to if you're, you know, a junior hockey player here in the area or in the country or, again, like I said, worldwide.
Well, and you mentioned a lot of the people that are helping make this possible. We've had a chance to meet so many of them the last couple of weeks, and you're right, it's a great team. What I love about this league and what the Colorado Grit is going to be, these are going to be hungry players. We had texters yesterday talking about college football and how to keep your players hungry and how NIL might be messing with that, whatever. Not with this league. You have guys that are clawing and scratching to get to that level, get to D1 or potentially even the NHL. That's what I absolutely love about this. And then they're becoming big parts of the community. So, I keep saying the word gift. I think it's a gift to this area, and it's going to be a heck of a show. Coming up, what, next weekend already? We're almost there.
Oh, absolutely. And to get to that, there's been a lot of work done. And that's why I raised my hats out to Bob and David and the rest of the crew. Mary, especially, that have, you know, digging in here the last few months to make this possible. But you're right. I mean, I think Coach Haddon and assistant coach Levi, you can't find, you know, better people to lead these troops. These guys are going to be ready to go. They just came back from a retreat there in the woods here, and more towards my area right here, towards Colorado Springs. But hey, you know, one of those retreats where you're together in the woods and you do some teamwork and, you know, really some soul searching. And I think that Coach Steve and Coach Levi are going to have those guys ready to go here for, obviously, like you said, opening weekend here, which is September 8, 9, 10 at the Ice House. And, hey, let's back the house. It's going to be outstanding. And those guys will be ready. And I think that you touched upon it. Like, those kids are – they're not just any other junior kids. They're trying to get away from home and just want to play hockey and, you know, whatever, go to work a year from now or go back to school. No, these are kids that want to further their careers. They want to further their education in the sense that they want to jump into a D1 program. And this, the NHL provides that. And part of it is getting involved in the community. And this team's going to be heavily involved in the community with schools and anything that has anything to do with the work community and businesses. And those kids are, they're going to go to practice in the morning. They're going to be involved, like I said, with those businesses, those schools. And then they're going to go and do their stuff that they need to be done to be a successful hockey player, whether it's take care of your body, take care of whatever's next, prepare your week. And those aren't kids that are just going home, sit on their couch and play Xbox all day. That's not what this league is all about. This league is about elite hockey players, like I said, from around the world that are trying to get to that next level. And I think that right now, so far, Coach Steve and Coach Levi and obviously ownership group have brought in guys that are going to fit that mold. And that's what you're seeing. And we're going to see it firsthand there September 8, 9, 10 at the Ice House.
Yeah, opening weekend. Yeah, going to be a huge weekend, as Eric said, at the Ice House in Greeley. Fun venue for hockey. Cannot wait. And I love this, too. Tickets are affordable, and it really presents this family. It's going to present this family environment for the kiddos to get out. And I keep saying, I'm like, get autographs while you can, because like me, when I was growing up, I stumbled upon an Eric Lacroix hockey puck, and I still have it to this day. These guys could go out and get these autographs, and who knows where these guys might end up. That's their goal, ultimately. So, and you got Moo Moo out there with the mascot. It is going to be a blast of a time every single weekend here coming up starting next weekend.
Absolutely. I think you touched upon it. It's a little different than the Avalanche, the NHL level, or the Eagles at the AHL level. This is juniors. This is kids that are 16 to 20 years old that are trying to get to that next level, which is college hockey. And like, it's a family environment. Like you said, affordable. Come downtown. Go to the dinners across the street. And Greeley's becoming such a great spot there with some new places, old places, but very places that, you know, are welcoming families, and to go have a great time and then go watch a sporting event that you call your own, right? You call that team, the Colorado, great, your own, just a little bit no different than the Eagles did 25 some years ago, right? We're embracing in the community that new team. And I tell you one thing, it's been a success with the Avalanche since 95 and obviously the Eagles for 25 years. And I don't see anything different here for the Colorado Grit in the Greeley area.
ColoradoGritHockey.com, where you can go to get tickets. Let's pack that place. Let's create a huge hockey environment ready to rock and roll. Eric, I can't let you go before I ask you. Let me just one or two Avs questions for you. Think,
yes.
How about the Avs? Are they going to bounce back next year? 2 years ago or a season ago, it was such a magical time that we were playing the Blink-182 song. It just shows you how powerful it can be in the state when the Avs are at the top. Do they bounce right back? Do they go deep in the playoffs this upcoming season?
I believe so. I believe the one thing that got in their way last year, and I'm not the biggest expert in the world by saying that, it's something very simple. I think they just ran out of juice. I mean, the year before took a lot out of them. It takes a lot out of you to win the Stanley Cup nowadays in the NHL, and you have a short summer. And you got to remember that the seasons before that were still like those weird summers and shortened summers because of COVID and all that kind of stuff. And everything got back to normal this past year. Therefore, the guys had a short summer. I'm not going to say that you don't take care of yourself, but you need to have a break. And then you're not so far into you got to remember, NHL season is a grueling year. It's 82 games. It's really hard on your body. And you take the summers usually to build yourself up to be able to take the the pounding of that season. And again, somewhere, somehow they played late. Obviously, that's what you want to do. You want to win the last game that's ever possible on the calendar, and they did. And that's, you know, 31 other teams couldn't say that they did. And that's why they're the champions. They were the champions. And then, but what it does is your summer gets short, your training gets short. You're not able to treat injuries, or you treat injuries, then you're not there for the start. And we all saw that they overcame a lot of injuries. I think Bednar did a masterful coaching job. I'm a big fan. And Nolan Pratt on and Ray Bennett, the coaching staff, did a marvelous job. And then I think they just ran out a little bit of steam there at the end. And then you, the, I think they had the perfect opponent in the sense that the Kraken – the Avs were the perfect opponent for the Kraken because they didn't have that firepower. They were just a methodical team, and they just stood their ground and did their way. And then somewhere, somehow, the Avs ran out of juice, ran out of steam, and that's why they fell short. Now, do I think it's going to be different this year? Yes. Do I think Landeskog hurts? Yes, it does hurt. But I do know that Gabe will still be around the team. Such a wonderful captain, wonderful person. And he's going to be there. He's going to be a presence. And I think that, you know, McKinnon's going to want to make a statement. You got the best player for me in the National Hockey League in Cale Makar. I don't think there's any better valuable player than Cale Makar there is to a franchise. I love that player. And then I think Georgiev is a key addition that they got last year. You're going to see him more comfortable now with the load of a number one in the NHL. You're going to see a lot of hungry guys coming to camp here in a couple weeks, and I do believe they come out of the West, and we'll see what happens after.
Oh, man. I could listen to you talk hockey with us all day, my friend. Eric, I would love to do this again. I know we're talking about some ideas down the road, but I know you're a busy man. We just appreciate you so much. It's an honor to get you on the program. And I'm going to, next time I see you, I'm bringing the puck, and you know, I'm going to beg you for an autograph. I got to do it.
No problem. You bring it. Like I said, thanks for having me on. And you call me anytime. I'll talk hockey with you, whether it's the Avalanche, but especially the old, not the old, but the new Colorado Grit. And I'm excited for this this Grit season to get started here. So call me anytime.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Thank you for everything. We're excited to see what this this great hockey team is all about. Eric Lacroix, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Eric Lacroix, how about that, man? I don't have enough time. I got to take a break, but I want to listen to him. We might be working on a weekly here, Angel. We're working on a weekly with him. He can educate us on the hockey side of things, right? You think so? That'd be the guy to do it. Flying Dutchman texting in, hey, guys, I'm warming up at Mariana Butte, and the reception is perfect. Go Grit. That's what I'm talking about. Give me a Go Grit today, and let's have some. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give away stuff today. For every Go Grit text I get on the First Advantage text line, I'm giving something away. Might be a Tavern gift card. Might be a Cables gift card. Might be a Rule 105 gift card. Might be some tickets to stuff. All of it. I'm giving stuff away today. For every Go Grit I get to the text line, I'm giving you something. I don't know what it'll be, but I'm giving you something. 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Already getting people pouring in on the text line. Hopefully we have enough prizes in the old prize closet back there. Good job, Adam, texting in. We're going to hook you up with a gift card to the Tavern at St. Michael's Square. Shoot me a text until 2 o'clock on our text line, 888-530-0043. And if you just say, Go Grit, I'm going to give you something. I'll give you a gift card of some sort. Again, text Go Grit. We're getting excited about that. That was a fun interview with Eric, man. I want to talk to him. Obviously, there's so many stories to unpack with him. Like, I wanted to ask him, you know, did you know Joe Sakic was going to be the type of guy to be a GM of a team? Did you see that? Obviously, he was a leader of the team. He was a captain. But did you know that when you played with him? So we're going to be working on a weekly segment with Eric Lacroix. It's crazy, Angel. I mean, I know you probably didn't watch Eric because I'm a little bit older than you. And you weren't probably an Avs fan.
What's hockey?
Yeah, Alabama doesn't have. Do they have hockey?
Barely have ice.
What are you going to do? You know? So being able to talk to Eric Lacroix, for me, brings back this wave. Because that's when I was a bigger Avs fan. I've always talked about this on my show. The two lockouts in 10 years, soured me a bit. And then I'm kind of obviously getting back to it because the Avs are freaking amazing. But it's awesome. The Colorado Grit, man. Seriously, check this out. I've got four tickets to a game of your choice that opening weekend, 8th, 9th, and 10th. So you get to choose which day. I got a four-pack of tickets to go see the Colorado Grit. Let's go caller number 5 on the First Advantage hotline. Caller number 5, 970-353-1310. That's caller number 5, 970-353-1310. You're going to get a four-pack of tickets to go see the Colorado Grit opening weekend. You get to pick your day on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Caller 5. All right, Lunch Rush coming up next. A lot of big stories to unpack. We'll talk some Buffs football with the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Some Wyoming football with Cody Tucker. All that and more coming up a little bit later on in the whole show. Powered by Chevron. Lunch Rush coming up next.